The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Well, good morning.
Yeah, it is the 15th of July.
July.
Liam.
Middle of the month.
Liam. Let me go.
It's running away from us.
Yep. 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. It's rated number one. Why not Shasta Regional Medical Center? As we said, Liam's there running everything, telling us what to do, pushing the buttons, seeing if he feels like letting me on the air.
You guys were talking.
Okay. Hey, what national day do we have today?
Man, we got a few good ones. National... I love horses day.
Oh, look,
you're not even going to believe what.
No, I'm serious. I'm looking at it right here.
Okay.
You know what we're doing today.
Yeah, we're hitting.
We're having a firsty.
We're having a well horse check, you know, like well baby. It's a well horse check, but it's taken on its own life.
Yeah, because we're going to take the first time ever, well, since, you know, I mean, I know you're a former horseman, but we're going to be trailering the horse,
the princess,
to Cottonwood Veterinary. So we have to take her on this trip, and we're like, we're as nervous as like.
She's more, we're more nervous than she is. She just hops into the trailer, goes, okay, let's go. Oh, is there some hay here? Oh,
but when
I like this place.
Well, when you have a 1,200-pound horse, you just want to make sure that, you know, you don't get in the way of them loading. So anyway, National
Excuse
Horse
me,
Day.
It's
all right.
1,170 pounds.
And we'll find out today because we have her on a little bit of a trim.
She's been on a diet.
All right, well, we'll go back to that later. Let's get to the weather. 103, it's going to be a hot day, and our forecast calls for clear skies tonight with our overnight lows of 70. Now, Saturday calls for 106, so we're coming back to these triple-digit higher weather conditions. Saturday night clear with overnight lows of 71. Sunday hot once again with 105. Sunday night clear skies with overnight lows of 72. 104 on Monday and 103 on Tuesday. It looks like we don't have really big gusts of wind. Thank you very much for that. Again, we keep your pets inside. Make sure you hydrate more than you would think that you need to. And those kinds of things. So the weather was brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This business is located in Anderson. It's a veteran-owned business where they always give senior and veteran discounts, always serving our North State to help it work for you. 365-3793. And speaking of helping it work for you, if you're thinking about a pet, you're wanting to adopt, or you think fostering, adopting, these kinds of things, are Katrina here from Haven Humane is with us this morning, and you've got a special critter with you.
Yes, I do. Good morning.
Good morning.
I brought with me a boy. His name is Captain Jack Sparrow, and he is the sweetest four-year-old pit mix ever. He's like a light brown color, and then why we named him Captain Jack is because up on his shoulder blades, he has a marking, and it's black, and it kind of looks like a black X. So X marks the spot for this boy. And he's very special. He's been in our shelter for quite some time. He's been with us for almost a year now. So Jack is very sweet, but I know he doesn't stand out in his kennel. He's very aloof, and he is also heartworm positive as well.
Oh,
and I know that tends to kind of make people a little hesitant.
Aren't you treating him now, or...?
He is going to start treatment soon, and we do completely cover the cost of the treatment thanks to our Misty Lee Fund. So there's no extra cost for the adopters or anything like that. But he is a very sweet boy, and he has done well with other animals as well.
Well, he is. You know, I've just been scratching his ears, and right now he's got one ear up, one ear kind of cocked sideways, but he is just a friendly dog, and you look in his eyes, and he's just smiling at you, and he followed me around to get some more scratches. And, you know, scratching of his ears. So, yeah, and I can understand that. If somebody comes in and if he's not over there going, take me, he's there going, if you take me, you will be, internally lucky if you take me. But then but he's being treated for heartworm, and it's no cost to whoever adopts him, which takes, what is that? You have to take him back and get a shot or food or what?
Pretty much, the shot. So with heartworm treatment, they are supposed to have pretty low activity for about 3 months while they're going through treatment, and it's like a monthly injection that they have to get.
Okay, and then that works, right?
Yes, it
does. That kills it off, and then you can go back to being the normal run-around, go-crazy dog.
Exactly.
Except he's not like that.
Not really. I mean, he has his moments, where he loves to run around and play, but for the most part, he's pretty laid back.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of like Linda. Linda's laid back.
Well.
Okay, maybe not. All right. So,
just depends on what
if
time
you
it is.
Want to get this dog. Oh, right now, Haven Humane is part of this huge campaign, right?
Oh, yes. We are doing our Bissell Empty the Shelter promotion right now. And what's really special is, with Bissell, typically they do sponsor our adoption fees, and it's usually for about 2 weeks. And right now Bissell has extended it. It's going on for 3 weeks. So it just started this week, and it goes until July 31st.
Okay.
And what's really special about this run of this promotion is instead of a reduced adoption fee, there is no adoption fee.
Wow, this is the time. Okay, so we do know that we have a gentleman that is on our street that lost his, had to send his beloved pet to over the Rainbow Bridge. Oh. I didn't know that until we lost our Snooki, and so many people said, over the Rainbow Bridge, and it really helped comfort me with the visual.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm going to tell him that because he is a very, very limited income, and yeah, that would be a really good, I think he said, when my heart heals somewhat, that he's going to be ready to bring in another critter in his life.
Definitely.
I mean, he's somebody who's very, doesn't work. He's on a limited income, but he walks his dog all the time and loves his creatures just amazingly.
Yeah, all adoptions are fully sponsored by Bissell's Pet Foundation. All adoption fees are waived. It saves two lives. I like that. Adoption saves two lives. You adopt a pet and the one
that
who takes their place in the shelter.
Yeah.
So, of course, we are a no-kill shelter here for dogs. And, but so if you're looking for that pet, whether it's a cat or a dog or a 46-foot boa constrictor, you don't have those, right?
No.
No, okay. Do you still have the pig?
Yes, we do.
Still have a pig, pot-belly pig down there. Does this fall under the pot-belly pig? Does that fall under this thing too?
It is only for cats and dogs.
Only for cats and dogs.
Yeah,
okay.
We are very full on cats and dogs.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
And you don't have many pigs.
No.
Okay. It's done by appointment only. But here's a great chance to pick up your forever pet, your forever friend, for free.
Definitely.
Just make an appointment.
And we have so many to choose from. We definitely have someone out there for everyone right now.
Do you have any pups?
We do have some younger ones, yes.
Younger ones. Yeah. Okay.
How was your, let's go talk about your golf tournament. How did that go?
Oh, it went amazing.
That's fantastic.
Everyone had a really good time. It was a really successful turnout. It was a really great event. So big thank you to everyone who participated in the Putt for Paws. It was a great event.
Fantastic.
That's
all
super.
Right.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much, Katrina, for joining us from Haven Humane. And again, all cats and dogs up until the end of July, free adoption. So that's pretty, pretty phenomenal. Thanks to
Bissell Foundation.
Bissell Foundation.
And call 241-1653 or come on down to 7449 East Side Road. Okay.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
This portion of the show brought to you by Alaska Airlines. Alaska Airlines, you can fly daily nonstop from Redding to Seattle with Alaska Airlines. And with one stop, get anywhere in the world. Enjoy a cool weekend in the Pacific Northwest or fly to Seattle to take that Alaskan cruise. Book now at AlaskaAirlines.com/Redding. 7:14 in the morning. It's 72 degrees, and we will be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grants to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade & Barrel, thank you, Reading Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Reading. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. 7:18 in the morning here on the 15th of July, 72 degrees out there, going up to?
Going up to 104 today.
104 today.
103, but you know, what's in a degree?
Okay.
And tomorrow 106, and Sunday hot with 105. So we're in those triple digit weather patterns here in the North State.
Yeah. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite, Reading's Dish Premier local retailer, providing the best value service in technology and TV, and has for over 30 years. Veteran-owned business, Doug Tooley, local guy. Don't call the 800 number. Call 530-241-3474 to see why Dish is America's simple, reliable home entertainment solution. That's what we have, Dish. I've been fine with that. And Doug Tooley's the guy to call. 231-3474, B&T Satellite. Local, don't call the 800.
Well, I'd like to introduce our next guest. We found her through a very good friend that is quite a character and very involved in the North State, doing so much philanthropic work, has been part of businesses here for many, many years. And obviously when we find out about somebody through a person like that, we stop and want to know who that person is, because that means that you've got the it. And so with us this morning, I'm so curious about this, somebody who is a life coach, and I've always been interested in when one goes into this field of work. And welcome to our show this morning, and that's Elle. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you so much for inviting me here.
And Elle has a whole page of certificates, and I shouldn't say certificates, but
that's true.
Some are certificates, but some of them are, what am I looking for? What's that word when you graduate from something?
Diplomas.
Thank you. Thank you. I have problems with words like diploma and mayonnaise on Friday mornings. Diplomas, certificates, and all this. I mean, it just covers a whole page of stuff here. And, but as Linda said, she is
I'm very interested in the life coaching and
life coach.
Yeah. And then we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, some of the things that you brought in today for us to discuss this morning on our show is men versus women and how the brain works. And you have that, what is relationship coaching? What is RTT? A lot of those things. Well, let's just start a little bit about you. Give us a little bit about your history, Elle, as we introduce you here on our radio program in the North State.
Okay. Thank you so much. So a little bit about my history is, I can't remember a time when I wasn't fascinated with people. And at a very young age, I was acutely aware that what you think determines what you do. We make our beliefs, and then our beliefs make us. I don't know why at a young age I knew that, but I was so curious about people. Why is it that they can create outcomes, and I'm struggling to create outcomes, and struggling to shift my belief systems. So it really kind of became a search of how does a person do that? How do you get yourself out of the tapes that are created for us when we're young? We accept those tapes without question from the professionals, the adults in our lives.
A common one would be, you're not good enough, you can't do that, what are you thinking, you're outside your, as they would call, your status or your stage or whatever that is, in the British, let's just say, you have like a
class system.
Class system. Don't go outside your, there's a word for it, besides class, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Station.
Stay in your lane. Yeah. Stay in your lane. Stay in your
That's above your station, as they would say.
Okay.
I
like that. And you brought up a really good point, which I was going to address, which is the concept of I'm not enough, which I have come to believe really drives mostly all of our issues. I'm not enough.
Including a consumer, being a consumer.
Exactly. So, that journey was challenging for me to find help. For myself, as a child, I had a learning disability. As a result of the learning disability, there was, you go through the trauma of being picked on, being bullied, being different, along with life situations people go through. There's divorce in my home. There was abuse, not from my family, but outside family members. And I sought out counseling, and I didn't find what I needed to just go right into the heart of the issues and pull those out that affected change. So really what happened with me was I started working with children. After 4 years, I pretty much figured I better stop working with children. That wasn't my population
Your
I wanted
fit.
To work with. Yes.
Yeah.
And then I got on with the airlines as a crisis management specialist.
Wow.
And that...
That's huge.
It was huge. And it threw me into pretty intensive training around having to be able to assess human behavior quickly.
Now, are we talking about the employees of airlines or people who have had traumatic experiences as passengers?
As passengers. And so, I'll give you an example really quick. And I had to assess situations quickly. I loved it. It just felt like a fit for me. I had one lady from Greece, and of course this was years ago, so I'm not divulging any information I shouldn't be, but I had one lady from Greece, and she had just gotten there, and I was ground passenger. I worked on the ground. And she was so upset that, and we lost her luggage. Her son's graduation was the next day. And she just said, I'm going to lay down in front of your counter until you find my luggage. She laid down in front of my counter.
Mm.
So I had two options. One was to call security, or mm-hmm. the other one was to, you know, take a humanitarian approach. And so I just walked across the counter, knelt down with her, asked her to come sit with me, and talked about her situation. Of course, mm-hmm. the situation, she hadn't seen her son in years. He'd come to the States to graduate. She wanted to look good for him. Mm-hmm. It was important, her presentation. This was mm-hmm. his mother
yeah.
and their culture. It had a cultural impact for her.
Right.
Framework of thinking. So, you know, what I did was I was at that time the airlines, I could offer vouchers for a drink,
okay.
for food.
Yeah.
I offered her vouchers, told her to go upstairs. As soon as she came down, I'd have an answer for
right.
her. I personally delivered her luggage to her that night.
Okay.
You know, just on my off hours,
right.
made sure she got her luggage, knowing what that meant to her. So that assessment had to happen quickly. Like, is she a danger, or does she need something else? So that was my initial immersion into the field of psychology. From there, I went on to get my bachelor's degree in psychology at Sac State. And then I got married, had kids. A couple years into my marriage, you know, I didn't grow up personally with addiction issues, so I wasn't familiar with them. My ex had addiction issues. That surfaced about 2 years into our marriage. And that created a lot of traumatic dynamics for mm-hmm. the next 20 years, because I really fought. I fought hard
to keep it together.
Mm-hmm. To keep it together, and I fought in all the wrong ways.
Right.
So it was just an area. So I did something. There was somebody told me about this television show called Intervention.
Mm-hmm.
It's on A&E. It's a documentary show. They do interventions on people, live mm-hmm. interventions, and then they show it on national television. Wrote them a letter. They did an intervention on my ex. We were still married. So that's been on national television hundreds of times. Our story has been seen by millions. And after he got into treatment down in Florida, they sent him in Florida, I realized that if I didn't start working on my own issues, I would sabotage him when he came back. The
right.
dynamics that were in place. You know, I always thought I was the good one and he was the bad one.
Right.
So, again, that was just another level of kicking it up a notch
right.
for me. And then I started the graduate program and did work in PTSD, addiction studies, and also relationship studies. That's something that is a part of my entire history of my education. So I did that. I was fascinated about that aspect. And so... coming out of the marriage and realizing, even with the education, I still didn't feel like I had the skill set to be helpful to people. I wanted something that was powerful, that could really get what can, you know, people can, you can give people information. Knowledge is powerful,
mm-hmm.
but having knowledge doesn't shift necessarily.
Right. That you have to want to implement it.
You have to want
or
it.
Or practice it.
And then you have to, the subconscious framework, the tapes, the belief systems that we built, you almost have to go in and deconstruct those.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I found rapid transformational therapy. Rapid transformational therapy uses, I like to call it mindfulness, coaching and meditation. A quick word would be hypnotherapy. A lot of people have associations with hypnotherapy that are negative.
Right. And I don't really.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had one client come in, and I immediately could see that there could be some benefits to hypnotherapy. And his belief system was hypnotherapy was a form of gaslighting. And to try to talk him down from that belief system
was
tricky.
Wait.
So
right.
I had to give him some examples of how that works and what that looks like and how we hypnotize ourselves every single day unknowingly. Every time you're in a car driving and you're daydreaming.
Right, that's
you're
perfect.
Hypnotizing yourself. You're usually playing negative tapes. You're going over scenarios.
How did I get to Reno? I was just going to the 7-Eleven.
Well, let's talk about that when we get back. Yeah. We do have to take a break for our sponsors. We have Elle with us this morning until, what, 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock.
All right.
I want to talk about man brain versus female brain.
Yeah, we've got a lot to cover.
I already have understood how that works, you know.
Well, kind
men
of.
Men have boxes
Can
in
I
their
say
brains.
Kind of?
Men have boxes in their brains. Everything is put into that very precise, well-situated box, and women have wires that go across. So we just pick something out. When you say, so what'd you do today? I go in my brain, I open that box up, I go, this is what I did today. Then I put it back very neatly in there. And then when I ask Linda what she does, what she did today, I also hear about last week's shopping. But just because it's all interrelated, because that's the way
we can talk about that.
We can talk about that. All right. Plus, men have a box. It's bigger than the rest of the boxes in our brains. It's the nothing box.
Yes.
So that we open that up a lot, which it may be part of like the RTT because we just go off and we don't think of anything. We just have zero brain
waves.
We can't
do that. That's a fascinating aspect of the male brain.
Okay.
Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Cornerstone Community Bank. They have been a community bank for 15 years, helping people since the day they opened move their dreams forward. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two in Reading right here, and the newest branch right down in Anderson. They are a great bank. When they say community, they mean it. Locally owned, local board of directors, everybody's local there, taking care of us. Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Hi, this is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. The price of gas and diesel is crippling budgets of North State families, farms, and small businesses. California's taxes and fees add about $1.12 to the price of every gallon. The Biden administration's policy of canceling the Keystone Pipeline has made problems worse, as well as the stoppage of lease sales on federal lands and permits, and enacting even more choking regulations. Result? Prices skyrocketing while Biden asks Saudi Arabia for more foreign oil. We will keep working in Congress for common sense solutions to reduce costs and make us energy independent by using the plentiful energy sources available right here in North America. My office exists to serve you. My website is lamalfa.house.gov, or go to my Facebook under Rep. LaMalfa for the latest updates, where you can also take my poll on American energy. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Thanks for listening. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
I blend all of it.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your Talk Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know what's the difference between just a little chip and a serious chip? Yeah, neither do I. But Jeff does, and he knows that serious chip can end up in a crack that rolls across your windshield. He's from the old school. He is a total professional. He will fix either a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. Guarantees it for life. This, he does just outstanding work. He has for both Linda and I, many, many of our friends and listeners. For a free inspection analysis, stop by 3208 South Market Street or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. It's a veteran-owned business. And you, here we're here with Elle, as Ask Elle. And she is a relationship and life coach. And we talked to her in the first segment about how she got into this. But what is RTT?
RTT stands for Rapid Transformational Therapy or Technique. And it's a protocol. It's a format of getting, first of all, it allows me to really quickly, again, the airline, experience has helped me in this, but it helps me to assess very quickly what a person is really wanting to change in their life. If they come into me and I say, I want to wave a magic wand over you, if I could, what do you want? What do you want to change? Usually the first answer they give me is not the real answer. So say somebody comes into me and says, actually, I'll give you a real client. A gentleman came to me and said, well, I guess I need to quit smoking and drinking. Just like that. Mm-hmm. And I asked him, you know, okay, so why? Why do you want to quit smoking and drinking? And he said, well, he had cancer in his throat and he felt like he should. When I hear the word should, my antenna goes up because that means it's not I want to.
Mm-hmm.
After talking with him, what he really wanted was he wanted to be able to smoke and drink and he wanted to be able to survive his treatment
mm-hmm.
and live after that,
mm-hmm.
smoking and drinking. So that's what we worked on. We worked on being able to put in men who RTT uses a very effective meditative state. We'll call it hypnosis to get you relaxed after I've talked with you and I know exactly what you're wanting. I feel confident that we're going after exactly what you're really wanting because then your mind will agree to it.
Mm-hmm.
If I've hit the nail on the head, your mind is agreeing to it. Once your mind is agreeing to it, then it's open to the suggestions we're going to make. So that's what he did. I made a very powerful audio for him to listen to. That made the suggestions that, he likes his quality of life. He likes, he's a welder. He works on the pipeline. He's out of state. That's a part of his identity. And we just worked on his body being able to manage the treatment. He was going to come out of it on the other side of it strong, and continuing on. And he did. It was phenomenal.
Earlier at the break, we were talking about how you, there was somebody in the, high up in the music industry and they'd had a stroke.
Yeah.
And you basically worked, so you've got to develop a trust. And somebody, I'm just curious, how did that transpire where you work with them actually through the phone?
Yeah.
While he was in the hospital.
Yeah. 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 So he knew about me.
Yeah.
Knew about what I did. His partner called me and had let me know that he'd had a stroke. So we talked and, he's in the music industry, very creative, creative people. If you're a creative person in any way, you're highly suggestible. You're good suggestions and bad suggestions. So, he was really open to the suggestions that we made. And so I use a lot of intuition. I can't explain it. It's just like a gut sense that I have about where I'm going in my sessions with people. And with him, I just got the sense that the stroke was bigger than just a health issue. So I asked him to do an experiment with me and be willing to let me put him in a relaxed state and go mentally in and have ask himself, why did the stroke show up? What is it trying to teach me? What is it here for? Now, I wouldn't necessarily do that with everybody, but with him, it just seemed like that's what needed to happen. And what was happening with him was he had a huge life choice to make. He didn't want to make it because it would impact a lot of lives and a lot of people would lose their jobs because of a decision that he had to make. He has a lot of integrity, as most men do. And he was loyal to his integrity, as most men are, and felt a responsibility for these people that have been loyal to him all these years. So the stroke really showed up in his world. The mind's very powerful, and we can talk about the rules of the mind. The mind is very, very powerful. And the stroke showed up, and it gave him what he needed to be able to do what he actually had to do, but was so conflicted over.
Well, there's a great term, and I don't know if you use it, pause for cause. You know, you pause, your life pauses for a particular reason. It could be an accident, it could be an illness, it could be a divorce, it could be something, you know, so you'd pause on what you think is your trajectory or what you think is your mission or what your life is. And you have to change the cause or figure out the cause and then go on from there with a new belief system.
I love that. I love that. Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about the male brain versus female brain. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for this?
Elle,
by the way, it's Ask Elle, A-S-K-E-L-L-E, on Facebook.
Yeah. On Facebook, and it's a, you can get a good idea of all the different places that she has studied at and what she does. And this is how I met Elle, was she asked to be a friend. And I get a lot of friend requests. Some I don't. Some I do. I look at who the friends are. Mm-hmm. And even though you had a questionable friend, I still said, okay. But when I saw what you did, that's why I called.
Yeah.
I sent you the message.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because what I'll do is if I'm interested in having somebody on the show,
right.
if we're interested,
right.
I'll just send a message. If they don't come back,
right.
that's fine. I'm not going to pursue it.
Yeah.
But you came back, and I thought, well, this is really interesting. This kind of thing, but I can't wait to hear.
Because we talk about life coaching. You and I've talked about that, Carl, about like, you know, what
we should go life coach.
What would we do next? You know, what's our next adventure?
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
we're doing,
we have a horse right now, and that's an adventure, but you know, like what would be, you know, like we've had very big chapters in our life, like that kind of thing. So male brain versus female brain, why men don't like counseling, why men walk away during a fight? What is the most important thing to a man? These are just some of the questions you have on what is relationship coaching. So let's talk about male brain versus female brain.
Okay. You hit on it earlier that, Carl, that the male brain is structured very different from the female brain. And there's an efficient reason for that. And you talked about men being able to put information away in boxes, and women, I've heard it referred to, I didn't come up with it, the male brain is like a waffle and a female brain is like a plate of spaghetti. So
yeah,
but there's a biological reason for that. A woman's brain has a higher density of connective tissue between the two hemispheres than the male brain, so that allows the transfer of information back and forth very quickly. Also, we have four language centers. Men have one language center.
Really?
That shouldn't be a surprise.
It's located right above our navel. So, okay. I'm sorry. Go on.
So, you know, it's structured different for a reason. Men are, your brain is designed to be single focused. You're hunting something. You are focused on whatever result you are wanting to produce. You are able to, that box allows you to,
bring game home, protect.
And it allows you to filter out any information not pertinent to whatever you're focused on in that moment.
Okay.
Yes.
And that's
yes.
Men don't go out hunting.
I want you to record all this. I want a copy of this show, Liam.
Uh huh.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Just send it to me.
Oh, so, but that's part of survival for men. If you notice when men do things, men don't do things typically. I'm saying typically. I mean, these are generalizations. There's exceptions. But typically, men do things shoulder to shoulder. They're not doing it face to face. I could probably counsel men a lot quicker and easier if I did golf. We did shoulder to shoulder. We're out on a golf. That's when men sort their stuff out, chopping wood, hunting. They're side by side. They're shoulder to shoulder. So men are single focused. They tune out any information that's not pertinent to whatever result they're hunting. But one point I want to make while I'm on this is that the most important result for a man, and this is what makes a man feel safe, have I been able to produce the results I'm after? Producing results makes him feel like he's not a failure, like he's going to be able to provide and survive. That makes him feel safe. The most important result for any man to produce is, are you ready? The result of happiness in his partner.
Oh, yeah.
Can I make my partner happy?
Yeah.
If not, if a man does not feel like he can make his partner happy year after year after year, eventually he's going to feel like a failure, and men do not play to fail. Men play to win.
Mm-hmm.
A man will not say yes to something unless he feels like he has a very good chance of winning it, whatever that is that he's getting into. Men don't try on careers like women do. Men see if that career is going to fit them, fit their sense of who they are. Men are self-contained. You've heard the saying, a man is only as good as his word. That is true. It's not true with women. We're only as good as our emotions. So we're loyal to our emotions. There's a reason for that. Women are loyal to our emotions because we are designed to chase around a quiver full of little bodies when we're producing children. If we cannot have diffuse awareness, which is different than single focus awareness, our children would die. A woman knows, we live outside of our body, a woman knows where every person in the house is. Somehow magically we are tracking everybody in the home, what they're doing, if they're where they're supposed to be, if the noises are not normal noises. People, you know, here's an example. Everybody goes to mom. Mom, where's this? Mom, where's that? Why is that? Because mom's diffuse awareness typically knows where something is or has a pretty good guess of where it might typically be.
Is this why women can be in a group of women and carry on something like three conversations at one time?
That has to do with our survival, too, because women survive by connecting. We connect. And that is, I'm so glad you brought that up, because as a man feels safe when he's producing results he wants. Mm-hmm. Women feel safe when they're connected. This creates a problem in a certain developmental stage in a man's life if you're in a marriage or a partnership. Because at the time when a man has decided to, okay, I'm going to go, this is it. I'm ready to face life. I'm ready to go out and build my kingdom. I'm going to build my kingdom. He's now out hunting and producing results because what is on his shoulders? Women carry babies for 9 months. Men carry the weight of that responsibility forever. So the man is acutely aware of it's on him. I know things have changed, and I'm talking again the design, the typical design of men and women. Men are out hunting, so they are out now. What do I need to do to provide, protect, and keep my family, the people I'm responsible for, alive, safe, and happy? He takes that very, very personal. Everybody's happiness is. Women feel safe when we're connected. So what happens when a man is hunting his kingdom, building his kingdom, it feels very much like he's disconnected from us.
Mm-hmm.
He's single focused. And that feels very much like, oh, my God, you don't love me anymore. You don't want to spend time with me anymore. And he'll say, I'm doing this for you. What are you talking about? There's a difference in the male and female brain. And there's really simple solutions to deal with that. And that's what I try to help couples work on. There, you know, if a man learns to be able to say, okay, I'm walking away right now. I got to go do this. I'm going to be busy, but I'm going to come back.
Mm-hmm.
I'll come back to you. And if he keeps his word,
right,
guess what happens? All that angst inside of us, all that nervousness, oh, my God, you're disconnecting. You don't love me anymore. Who is she? All of that settles down
mm-hmm.
in us.
We have to take a break. We've gone way over our break. But we have to take one. No, it's just been fascinating.
Yeah.
This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. Estate Granite, Mike Huber, just does great work. I can totally recommend Mike Huber to redo your house, your kitchen, your bathrooms, anything in this. He's a true artist when it comes to marble and slate, granite, design, all of these. He's a very busy guy. He works by appointments only. But for a free consultation, give him a call at 241-STONE or learn more at estategranite.com. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Okay, we've had a fantastic interview here.
Yes, we're here. Yeah, we are. We're here with Ask Elle, and she's a life coach, a relationship coach. The first segment telling us how she got into it, and it was a lot from her life, and when she's going through trauma was in a relationship and found out that no, it wasn't all his fault.
Correct.
And yes. Then now she's just, you know, we've been talking after all these years and all the, you know, all the number of degrees and certificates and then practice.
Working for the airlines, I like the idea. That's a good visual. But you can go right there and understand how that could be traumatic working with people.
But she's here now in Reading and has been here for about a year.
Yeah.
So we're really happy you're here.
Thank you.
And it's been really interesting. And we were talking about the difference between a male and female brain, and we just kept going on. We went way over, Breck, so we've only got a few minutes left. What do you want to?
I want to talk. Yeah. If you don't mind, I want to go into this whole thing about going on a car drive, the difference between a man and a woman, because that's a good takeaway with just whatever little bit we have left.
And we got 3.5 minutes.
Okay.
So go for it.
Okay. So men need this thing called transition time. And so transition time, when you're on a car drive, transition time, the men hold that. Here's the thing. If you're going on a date, that man is holding himself accountable for the success of that date. His mind is on getting in the car. If you're dating, let's just say you're dating.
Mm-hmm.
Getting in the car, getting to you. Getting you in the car, getting on the highway, getting to the restaurant, sitting down to the restaurant, making sure everything's settled in the restaurant, and going to be a successful event. By the way, can I insert something else here besides the car drive?
Sure.
Because this is pertinent here. When a man asks you, this is a big deal. When a man says, "What do you want to eat? Where do you want to go?" And the woman's like, "I don't know. Where do you want to go?" What the man is really asking you is, I want to make you happy. Where do you want to go to eat? And what he's really wanting from you is something like this. I love steak and lobster. Great. I know a great, he'll go, great.
Right.
I know a great place. Or, gosh, I feel like sushi. Okay. I know where I can take you. He just wants to know he can make you happy. He wants to know he can succeed. So back to the car drive. When a man.
So an answer really is important right here.
It is important. And it's a kind thing to give a man.
Okay.
It's a kind
thing. And that's even during marriage.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Because that generalizes into the relationship getting bigger and better and stronger and longer. So when I say it's different between a man and a woman on a car drive, when a man is on a car drive, he is underway. We are underway. We are going somewhere. He is focused on where we're going. And the woman is like, oh, okay. Well, we have time together. What do you want to talk about? And
we're laughing because I don't mind getting lost. I was like, what? He's got the knife hand, the Marine knife hand. Like, come on, get to the left, get to the right. I'm like, stop.
No, I'd just like to know where we're going. If we're going to somebody's house and we have no idea where it's at.
Yeah.
And you don't tell me until we're driving down the street where we're going. Well, it's over here, I think, on this side of town.
Okay, go ahead. Okay. Go ahead.
Well, and, you know, part of that, again, is men are designed. I am all over the place here, but I'm sorry. Men are designed to take in a tremendous amount of information visually. So they talk in things like west, east, south, north, and I'm like, can you tell me left and right?
Yeah.
And I don't know. Right. I wasn't raised here. I grew up down by the beach. I knew where the beach was. I knew where the mountain was. But other than that, I can't, you know, can you just tell me where the store is that I need to go right at? And so that's another source of male versus female brain. So
we have run out of time.
Oh, man.
Okay.
But he didn't finish.
I'm sorry.
Quick
well,
line.
Here's one of our comments was, well, I'm kind of, my mind's on what's going to happen at the end of the date. You know, yes, Nick, I wonder why.
Go ahead. It's just fascinating.
Okay, so just to sum it up, when a man is driving, he's underway. He's, again, back to that single focus. He wants to get from here to there. A nice thing to do is just sit there. Okay, if you're able to understand his mind is focused, he wants to make this successful, and you're able to understand that and just kind of smile, and he looks over and he knows you're smiling, what's going to happen is when you get to where you're going and he's got your table and he's summoned the waiter and he's got your water and you guys have ordered, he will then look at you and you'll see him relax and then focus on you and go, okay, so how was your day? And that's the point where it's the most fair to go, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
And then men, I just want to throw this in there. When a woman is sharing with you, let her share. It's a bucket of boat trash. There is no point. She just needs to share. That sharing allows women to release a hormone in our brain that is self-soothing. So it's a self-soothing hormone. It calms us down and we usually solve our own problems during that process.
Okay, just talking.
Well, okay, now.
That's great. Did you learn something?
This is, oh, yeah, did you?
Yeah absolutely. Okay.
This is why men can drive for hours together and never say a word.
Yeah.
And still know that we're best friends.
Yeah.
But if two women drive together.
If women don't talk to each other, one of them's pissed off.
Yep.
Yeah.
There you go. I've got several questions.
You know, you need to have your own questions in here. We need to have you back again.
Yeah, we've got several questions in here about gender and what happens if it's two gay people.
Yeah.
You know, is it the same? And you kind of, you know, we kind of talked about it during the break, but maybe we can come back.
Yeah, absolutely.
We can talk about, you know, if because you've got a, do you have a male, female? In a gay relationship. Because I hear people call, Beauty talks about his husband. So that means that he would then be the wife.
You know, my nephew will be, he'd be thrilled that I brought him up in this. My nephew in his partnership, he calls himself queen. So he would be what I call the more circle energy,
the circle energy.
And yes, we can talk about that and what that looks like in the brain, to the best of my ability, and the masculine, or what I call the square energy in those partnerships, because there's always going to be one that one wants to be loved and cherished, the other wants to be respected. One typically has the veto power. There's a little more veto power than the other. So those are some ways to sort of
sort
that out.
We really have to stop. We're into the news now.
Thank
you so much. How do people get a hold of you?
Oh, can I throw my number out?
Sure.
707-499-8999. It's an old number. I've had it for years. I just refuse to give it up because it's so easy.
Yeah.
707-499-8999. 8999. Send me a text. I can respond to those.
Or
life
you can
coach,
find her on
relationship coach.
Facebook at Asco. Okay.
At Asco.
Thank
Thanks.
You so much.
And we'll have you back again soon.
Thank you
All right.
so much.
Hopefully, House of Realty will be with us when we get back.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Inflation is soaring. Prices are going up everywhere except Legacy Box. That's right. When our number people wanted us to raise prices, we said heck no. That's un-American. When times get tough, Legacy Box stands strong. Introducing the Legacy Box Inflation Busters Sale. Not $15 a tape, not $12, $9. Yes, just $9 a videotape. We're in a race to save your family's recorded past from the risk of fires, natural disasters, and the decay of time. Don't let this summer's heat age your videotapes, film reels, and fade your photos. Legacy Box saves your memories by professionally converting all your analog formats to digital on thumb drive or the cloud. And it's all done here in the USA. Legacy Box is simple and safe with over 1 million satisfied customers. For a limited time, you can get started for just $9 a tape. Visit legacybox.com/lbox to get our $9 sale. That's legacybox.com/lbox to get our $9 offer. legacybox.com/lbox.
China's economy struggled in the second quarter. It did expand, but only at a rate of 0.4% year over year, with COVID fighting measures taking a heavy toll.
For 2 months, China's most popular city and commercial hub, Shanghai, was in lockdown. The manufacturing center of Shenzhen faced closures as well. Continuing to pursue a zero COVID strategy has seen massive supply chain disruptions, reduced output, and congestion at Chinese ports. While many of these curbs have been lifted, and there are some signs of improvement, analysts don't expect a rapid economic recovery. Many have downgraded their growth forecasts for the year for the world's second largest economy.
That's the BBC's Katie Silver reporting. To the EU's competition watchdog says Amazon, seeking to resolve two European Union antitrust investigations, now promising fair treatment of third-party merchants on its website. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. He's a military veteran, and he's the genuine article. Now, many years later, a drive to honor his acts of bravery.
He was a Top Gun pilot who took on 7 Soviet planes during the Korean War, and now an effort is underway to see to it that he's awarded the Medal of Honor. The 5 members of San Diego's congressional delegation are working to ensure that Mr. Royce Williams receives that honor. The 97-year-old shot down 4 Soviet MiG fighters in 1952, something that was classified for decades. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Looks like Democratic Senator Joe Manchin is set to block plans for more Democratic spending proposals, plans that Republicans argue would add fuel to the fires of inflation. Manchin reportedly telling Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer that he'll oppose a spending bill if it includes climate or energy provisions or increases taxes. That according to a Democrat briefed on the conversations between the two lawmakers. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're here 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday. Yes, and today is Friday the 15th, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion, community and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Liam's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
He's told us
it's National I Love Horses Day.
It is.
And Linda, here you are.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Is your brain focused?
No, it was really wonderful. It was great energy. In fact, I think we're going to talk to see if we can get Elle to maybe start doing a show here on KCNR because, you know, especially during these times, if we can figure out just through hearing somebody under a better understanding, because we have so much chaos in the world right now, better understanding and how we as an individual through our lens can be better people or understand people better. I think it's a real healing thing and we need that right now. So, all right, 103 today, going to be clear skies tonight with overnight lows of 70. Saturday calls for a hot day. 106 tomorrow. Sunday, 105. Clear sky Sunday night with overnight lows of 72. Monday calls for hot with 104. And Tuesday, 103. That's our forecast for the next 4 or 5 days here on KCNR. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where they are located in Anderson with senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. Well, on the phones, oh my gosh, we are so happy to have Susan Eastman from Stifel Investments. She's first vice president of investments. Susan, what's happening on Wall Street and in the market?
Well, it's a surprise this morning. Stocks are rallying this morning after better than expected retail sales. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 607 points at 31,238. The S&P 500 positive 62 points at 3,852. The Nasdaq Composite gaining 115 points, 11,363. The 3 most actively traded stocks, AMD up $1.23, trading at $79.83. Citigroup up $4.82 at $48.99 per share. Apple positive 79 cents at $149.32. Stocks of local interest, Costco up $10.40 at $522.52. Walmart up $1.27 at $129.09. Target up 97 cents, trading at $147.27. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.92%. And over to commodities, gold is down $7 at $1,703 per ounce, silver up 14 cents at $18.58 per ounce, and that crude oil that we always look at is priced at $98 a barrel. That's the market. For now, this is Susan Eastman, First Vice President of Investments, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Susan, is there going to be like champagne today at the office?
I don't know. We don't know. There's a lot of gremlins all the time.
Wow.
Today we'll be happy. Today we'll be happy because we can go, whew.
Yeah, hold on, baby.
And we're off tomorrow. And we're off tomorrow.
Yay.
Yeah, so.
Have a hot weekend, everyone.
All right.
Okay, thanks a lot, Susan.
Thank you.
Stay cool. Thanks so much. That's Susan Eastman, once again, First Vice President of Investments from Stifel, S-T-I-F-E-L, located on Park Marina Drive. You can give her a call at 244-7199. It's been a real pleasure having Susan Eastman with us.
It has, and it's another pleasure having Cameron Middleton with us. You know,
that was a pod. I know.
It was a little, you know, shaking.
You were
my
listening
head
to the show on the way here, and you were thinking.
Yes, because, I was.
Because it was like three after. And I know Cameron likes to always step in like about four
yeah,
after.
Yeah, he comes but sliding in.
Every, you know,
it's called being punctual.
There has been a time. Well, no. See,
right on
like
time.
Road runner coming around the corner.
Punctual. Punctual. On time means 10 minutes early.
Yeah.
Come on, you know that.
Oh, maybe in the Marines, but, yeah. You know, that's, yeah.
Anyway, and so I call, and I said, hello? He goes, look, I'm focused. I'm driving. I'm getting there. Don't talk to me.
Yeah.
Oh, got it.
I was good. I was focused. We had the road. I had the road construction in the way. I bypassed that. Then I had a train in the way. Bypassed that. Thinking about how to get to from A to B.
There
just as she said. So now that I'm here, I'm sitting, I'm relaxed. I'm actually waiting for the waiter. I want to place an order. I was hoping I could
get some coffee,
get some kind of service or something, as she stated. I thought that really was a little less than what.
There's your water.
Hoping for a little more than that, but okay.
This is not a steak and lobster place. I'm sorry, but we do make good carnitas. So, hey, welcome aboard.
Thank you. Great show.
You know what? When you start talking about men and female brains, I gave her my analogy of men's brains are like boxes. You know, we have 1,000 little boxes in there, and they don't touch each other. And when you ask us a question like, so what'd you do today? We walk on over, open that box up, and we tell you. Then we put it back in that box, perfectly aligned, and we wait for the next question. Where if you ask a woman that, the way their brain is wired, is like a plate of spaghetti. Everything's interrelated. You know, you end up hearing about something from 2 years ago. And the fact that men and women have successful relationships, when you think about it, it's difficult. You know, you have to work at it. But the part about being in a car, oh, so right on. I'm rolling on the floor here.
I couldn't argue with a word of that.
No.
Not one word.
But then she told us, when you get there and you sit down and you've got them their dinner or you've got everything ordered and you sit down and you go, how was your day? You got to listen. No matter what's coming out, because it releases some kind of endorphin in there that just
yeah.
makes their day.
We got to work it out, man.
Yeah. No need to get in the way of that. So
no,
don't want
to
do that.
And to be honest, it's something we even think about in real estate.
I was going to say you have
this to, is very important when we go yeah. show, especially a couple, a house.
Right. And so, do you usually say, "Oh, look at how many shoes you can put in the closet," or do some people take that offensively?
No, what I do, we really don't. Yeah, I don't offer it out there. I don't speak on it. What I do is I listen to her.
Okay.
I've seen cases where the couple did not agree on the house and still bought it. In each case, it was the woman that wanted it.
Right.
A woman can want the house and the man not, and they
right.
may buy it.
Right.
If the man wants the house and the woman does not, they don't buy it.
Right.
Period. It's the second thing they teach you in real estate.
I totally can understand that because
yeah.
we look at a house as we do kind of like our fort.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking for basic things. It's like where I can walk into a room at a dingy hotel and I can look at the bed. I can look, you know, I look around the room. Yeah, I can stay here. Women?
No.
No. So at a house, a woman is looking at her home where she will be so comfortable and where she can.
We're nesting.
Where they're nesting there, where you and I are looking at it as a place to come back, refuel, reload our guns.
Yeah.
And go out again.
Yeah. Does it have an attached garage?
Yeah.
Does it have central heating and air?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. I've checked off my couple of boxes.
Right.
The rest
yeah.
is fine for me. I've got
right.
that
yeah.
spot. That
is the
done.
Roof. Is the roof in good shape?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those things. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what you're looking for. It's an entirely different perspective.
Yeah. I think that's, and you really have to deal with the psychology of what it is when somebody's uprooted perhaps uprooted and then coming to buy real estate? Can they buy above their station? To, well, again, we were talking about station. You know what I'm talking about, within what they can afford. Where are we now as far as our pricing? I mean, at first, it, well, not too long
ago.
What,
let's take an early break so we can get into this, because I saw where the kind of the pricing starting to drop. But I'm not. Yeah, but yeah. Let's talk about that was, average it, price.
Yeah, we're shaking, not shaking. So let's let's find out about that when
the,
we get
the
back.
The red thing.
Yeah.
That you.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. All your jewelry needs Four Winds Jewelry. Sorry, where they can do prong work, loose stone work, watches. If you've got something, again, I say this all the time, but if you have an heirloom, it's really important to you. You want to make sure it's taken care of if you're going to wear it, or if you're going to pass it on. You know, sometimes during wedding season, it's, you know, something borrowed, something blue. You want to give something, you want to make sure it's in good shape. Take it to Four Winds Jewelry, and they are going to take care of you. We'll be right back here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
One, two, three, four, five, six. Run, 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 run up. Going faster, miles an hour. Learn to drive, fast to stop and shop. Put the radio on.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 15th of July, 18 in the morning and 75 degrees out there. It's going to go all the way up to about 104 today. Tomorrow, 106. I'm sorry, tomorrow, 108. Sunday, 106. Monday, 106. So, it's going to be hot. I'm just getting this off our website here. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy has been helping people since 1993. Family, seniors, veterans, business owners. You can give her a call at 530-221-0441. She treats her customers as friends. We're customers of Judy Maxwell. And she's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We're here with Cameron Middleton from House Realty, the city, the area's oldest and most renowned real estate company. May I say that?
Sure.
Okay. All right. When we left, we were talking about how the cost of houses, are they dropping? What's happening in our real estate market,
right.
I should say.
Yeah, it's happening fairly rapidly is the tough part to keep an eye on. So two things have really occurred. Number one, we have gone above 700 homes on our MLS. So that's about double the lowest point that we have had in the last couple of years.
Right.
So we got into the mid threes. So we're now up over 700. So inventory is rising and has risen, you know, at a fairly rapid pace.
Yeah.
We're still under what we would normally be at. So this is still a historically low number.
Yeah, which is around 1,000 to 1,200,
somewhere in there. So we're still down. But the other factor here, of course, has been mortgage rates.
Ooh, yeah.
So with mortgage rates, that has been a factor. Now, they rose rapidly from the beginning of the year. We went from, right around a benchmark around 3.25. And then all of a sudden up around late April, we hit, we broke 5 and really got up around 5.5. We spiked again, I want to say less than a month ago, got up to over 6.5. We're now down to about 5.75. So by bringing the mortgage, it kind of plateaued, it spiked back up, then it's come back down off of its peak. So with that means that the mortgage market has priced in a lot of what the Federal Reserve is going to be doing and the raising of their rates. So we've seen an increase. Again, historically, anything in the fives is considered a low rate, but from what we've had recently, we've had much lower. Mm-hmm. So, but those have gone up, and that has had an effect on demand. Supply, again, you've got more people that are now putting their homes on the market, and they're sitting longer. So, again, it's also a factor of days on market, which we're seeing those homes stay on the market a little bit longer, less bidding wars. The last report we got for the end of the second quarter saw an increase from the first quarter in terms of home prices.
Mm-hmm.
We expected to see that. But again, a lot of this is happening, it's changing literally almost by the week. So in terms of prices, we're seeing more price reductions. That doesn't necessarily mean average sales price is dropping. But we are seeing price reductions. People have overshot.
Well, you know, I'm always looking at home prices, you know, cause, you know, just to look around. And I've noticed that most of the ones I look at have been reduced in price. $10,000, $20,000. I saw one that was like $60,000. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Reduced.
And it depends upon, as we've talked about many times, it depends upon the range and the sector you're talking about, the location that you're talking about. That is a factor. But the question is, okay, a house that sold for $300,000 a month ago, 2 months ago, mm-hmm. would it sell for $300,000 today? So is it actually worth less than what it was a month ago? That's difficult to say that that's the case. I would say in the upper end, absolutely. So some homes that were going, especially in the, say, $1 million plus range, close to $1 million, they may be selling for a bit less than what they were selling for a month ago or 2 months ago. There is less demand in that range.
Okay.
So
but that 300 and under, there's always a demand.
You still got them. Still got the buyers. Dad had an open house, 2 weeks ago? He's on assignment.
I was wondering.
He and Mom are both on assignment this whole week.
Okay.
I have tried to find something that has required their wet signature so that I could drive there and take it to them to have them sign and then stick around for 3 or 4 days, but I haven't been able to do that. They're on assignment in a very nice place.
And they told you where they were at?
They told me where they were at.
Well, that was the first mistake.
The first mistake, right? Okay. I even know the room number.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah, that's not good. But they had, Dad had 44 people at his open house.
Really?
Wow.
So, and of course, some of those are going to be neighbors,
looky-loos,
what have you, but there were buyers. And that house did go into an escrow within a week. So they're still out there. Things are still selling. It's not like we've all of a sudden everything's plummeting and we don't have anything. Houses aren't selling. That's not the case. But we are definitely seeing a taper. No question about it. The market is turning. And I think with the economic information that we're getting by the day, I mean, again, the inflation number that came out yesterday before
9.1.
And that's, of course, just a CPI. That's a statistic that is geared to be low. I think you're starting, that's a factor. Certainly more talk about
recession. Even the core factors, like taking away, if you take away the cost of energy and food, your core factors in there are still going up.
Yes.
So that's,
I think people are really starting to have a little bit more of a long-term outlook. Boy, am I going to go and want to take on a big new mortgage right now when things are a bit iffy? I'm not sure.
Even the Biden administration is saying, well, maybe it's not as temporary as we thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the Fed's going to overreact. That's what they do.
Yeah.
They wait too long, then they overreact when the time comes.
Now, are the rates still going up? Fed rates?
Yes. So the federal funds rate is still going to increase. However, again, the market, which is most accurately, linked to the 10-year treasury.
Right.
And as Susan, I think this morning said it was at 2.91.
Yeah.
I believe was what Susan said. That got up well over 3. We got into the low 3s there, and then it came back down.
Okay.
And that, in terms of the mortgage market, these mortgages are purchased on the secondary market. They're packaged and purchased. That secondary market, they price this in. They know that the Fed has said, we're going to be raising rates, our rates, the short-term rate, for some time moving forward. So they're going to take that federal funds rate, and they're going to raise it. Now, we already know this. So that's been somewhat priced in. And even with the talk of them maybe saying, hey, we're going to do a full point at the next meeting instead of a three-quarter point, even with that, they've got a lot of that factored in already. So, again, we have plateaued on the rates for over almost a month now. Again, we had a spike up, and it came back down. But we've kind of settled in right now at about 5.75, and that's going to change. And it may go a bit, and it may go higher. It's hard. Nobody's got a crystal ball, but it's
when you get that 5, you know, 5 is still great. I mean, if you think about mortgage rates, because I've been around when mortgage rates were, and a lot of people have been around mortgage rates were a lot higher than that. But it's still, when you go up 2 percentage points from where you were, that prices some people out. Right.
It does.
There. As hard as that is to believe, but it does. And then now those people that were thinking about selling in this market and moving up because they could have pulled a lot of money out of their house and moving up, even that is, you know, can be a problem too. But if you've got the right price on your house, you're still going to be fine.
Yeah, and I think too, and that's a lot of the reason why you're seeing some of these price reductions. So you have somebody that says, gosh, you know what? I just heard that Jimmy down the block and Barbara just sold their place for a gazillion dollars. I'm going to go list mine for that. And so they hear about their friend's house, or they hear about a neighbor's house,
sure,
or someone else's home that sold for some insane amount of money, and they go, okay, I want to put my house up for this amount, and I've got, you know, nicer, newer stainless appliances than, mm-hmm, than the lousy ones they had, so my house should be even more than theirs. Well, okay, people are coming up to the reality now that that's not the case. And they can't just price it insanely, and they're going to have people that are going to be out there panic buying. And I think at least what we have seen, which I believe is a good thing, is we've seen a stop to the panic buying. And to have a healthy market, you need to at least get rid of that.
Okay.
Again, we don't want to see declines and people losing equity and for prices to plummet. But we need to get back to a healthy market. Best case scenario is we get back to that healthy market where we've got single-figure appreciation moving forward. Mm-hmm. I think we're getting to that point. Hopefully this doesn't overcorrect, and we do what has happened before where we're dropping down.
Okay. We're here with Cameron Middleton from House Realty, and we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the average price, per square foot. I'm still seeing over $500, but in some cases, 520, 525. I saw 600 the other day. But can we talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely.
Okay. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is the only hospital with the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. Less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. All at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum. Featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
All right, this is King of Cool here.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy.
So smooth. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Yeah, I'm on a mission here because I'm just being very direct, and I'm getting us back on the air. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Yeah, I was there a couple of days ago, had a great haircut. But like he says, it's like putting a frame around the Mona Lisa. Hey, it's still there. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And they give, you know, you're just great guys down there. You have a good time. It's man's last stronghold. They are not hairstylists. They are barbers. Yes. Give them a call at 244-9478. They work by appointments. And, you won't be sorry. I've been going there for 15 years and love it. We're here with Cameron Middleton, from House of Realty. And we've been talking about more houses in the market in the MLS, almost double what it was, you know, a while ago, which is good. We're hoping for single digit in, appreciation for houses. Cost of loans, mortgages has gone up, but it's kind of leveling off there. But you look at the price per square foot.
Yes.
Okay. Can we talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. And so to give a bit of context, we really got in the 05, 06, 07 bubble when things really got up high. We got up into the into the low $200 per square foot. Dropped back before that, we were around $100 a square foot. We dropped back down in 2011, 2012 down to closer to $100 a foot. Let's see, the end of first quarter of 2018. This is 01, 02, and 03 area codes. And this is okay. From the great report that we get monthly from our friends at Sprinkle Appraisals, Bob and Tiffany Sprinkle. He's a great appraiser. The average price per square foot was $164 a foot. As at the end here of second quarter, just now, so June 30th.
Wait a minute.
We were at $250. $251 a square foot is the average price per square foot in Greater Reading.
$250.
You had mentioned earlier on, you saw some at $550, $600, some in that range. If that's the case, you're almost always looking at there's extra land. So again, when you do the price breakdown, if you've got a house at $800,000 and it's 2,000 square feet, 800,000, so that's $400 a foot. Well, of course, if it's on 10 acres, you're paying some for the land as well as the house. So,
okay. You know what? I transpose some figures here.
Okay.
That 250 that you were talking about, that's the way it's been for a long time.
It's getting up to, yeah. It's gotten up
to 500 that I was thinking of. You're right. It has to do with land. So you're talking about the average cost for a home in those three area codes, that's Greater Reading, is how much now?
About $250 a square foot.
$250 a square foot.
Depends on the age and some other things. So a newer house built in the last 10 years, you're around $280 is your average. Houses that are, we just call them 30 plus, We don't get into a house that it's, you know, 40 years old versus 60 years old. Older is older. About 237. Okay. Was the second quarter number. So, you know, and again, you're in that average, it's about 250. Now, that's usually a house on a single family lot. So that's under, you know, probably a half acre or something. It's not a house with a lot of land. You get into extra land and add that gets into a more complicated valuation. But a home on a lot averages about 250. So if you've got a 2,000, you know, square foot house, you'd be looking at around 500,000.
So if you have an older house, and you know which one I'm talking about.
I do.
And it has great location. Anyway, so how much would that be? You know which one I'm talking about.
I do.
Per square foot.
I do.
About.
Probably around 230, 240 a foot.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
That's a ton of money.
Well, it used to be. At one time we thought, oh my God. But like we say, we're going to $400 and $500. What are you looking at?
I just multiplied.
Doing the math.
Well, yeah.
Just doing the math, which is more than I thought. So is that a reasonable, of course, we're looking at our house here, but is that a reasonable, that to me seems pretty high.
Yeah, maybe a tad, but not that high. You'd have to come down a bit, I'd say 50, but you're in that neighborhood.
Okay.
And the other part is too, and again, this is changing literally almost weekly. The more options that people have on the market, they're going to start looking for certain things. Before, people were going, gosh, you know what? As we brought up before, it doesn't have the attached garage. It doesn't have the kitchen that I want. It doesn't have the backyard that I want.
Right.
It doesn't have
a pool.
We wanted a pool. We wanted this. You know what? We're not going to wait and check off all of our boxes. We're going to go ahead and we're going to buy something even if we don't have this.
Because everybody else will buy it out from underneath.
That, exactly.
So things have slowed down. So now people are starting to take a deep breath.
Buyers can be a little pickier. Go, you know what? Let's pass on this one.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and take a look at the other one over here.
Sure.
You know, for example, we just had one go on the market this week, down in the southern part of town, corner lot, good large lot, has a pool that was recently resurfaced. We've had some pretty good interest in that, you know, priced in the 500s, well done house, got a new patio cover, I think a new HVAC. I mean, it's got some upgrades to it. And we're getting activity, and we've gotten a couple of offers in on it, but it hasn't been – that thing would have been gobbled up by now.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody actually went in, put in an offer, and then within a week, less than a week, changed their mind. Said, nah, that's not quite right for us. We're going to go look at something else. Previously, that would not have happened. They would have stuck with it. And you're going to see that more often as well, that people are going to start going into homes – and more escrows will be canceling. In fact, I think there was a report out, gosh, I just read it a couple of days ago. We have so much of this that comes at us. But basically, it indicated that the number of homes falling out of escrow now has hit a two-year high. And that is something you're going to see, where people are going to go in and go, gosh, yeah, you know what? We like this house, and... but, boy, it's got a problem here. It's got a problem there. It's going to take us some money to fix this, some money to fix that. And, gosh, we're seeing some other ones that are popping up on the market that we really like. You know what? We're not going to go forward. And that's, as were before, people got, wow, we finally won. 6 months ago, they would have said, we finally won one of these bidding wars.
Yeah.
And we are not going to go back out there and swim with the sharks anymore and try and compete for house after house after house and keep losing. We won a bidding war. We're going to take it. No matter what, we're going to take it. We're not seeing that. That's
okay.
Going to start to decrease. So people are going to back
out. So sanity is kind of coming back into it.
Yes. And now that's the first sign that the market is turning, then the part becomes, then we see what happens next. Because again, you can have some sanity return, but what's going to occur down the road here is if it goes the other direction, and it really goes the other direction, we don't know. then it can be, we can have the sanity going in the other, we can get insane on the buyer's side rather than just on the seller's side. The other part too, I think that, you know, people need to be cognizant of is if your price too high, get that price down. Mm-hmm. Don't follow the market. I remember this happening last time where people go, well, let's just wait another month or two before we reduce the price. We're not getting activity. Then they wait, then they reduce that price. And say they have a house for 400, listed at 400, and they get an offer at 380. And they go, oh, we're not going to take that. We're waiting for somebody to come in right at 400. We're not going to take 380. Then they wait, they lower it to 390. They wait some more, they lower it to 380, and they lower it to 370, and it finally sells at 360. And they, in 4, 5, 6 months from now, and they're going, gosh, we really wish we would have taken that offer at 380. And I think you're going to start to see a lot more of that.
Yeah, understanding the market and all that. Okay, we're with Cameron Middleton from House Realty. Hey, when we come back, I want to talk about, I see, you know, we drove out there and we saw, you know, Salt Creek. And are there many new subdivisions being planned? And, or, you know, we also saw, like townhouses and things like that. Are we going to see that here in the future when we come back from the break? We'll be right back after these messages. So take it easy. North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
BNT Satellite has you covered with a 2-year TV price guarantee from Dish. Great TV service, stable price, no surprises.
Don't call the 800 number.
Call 530-241-3474 or visit BT Satellite, your local premier dish retailer today.
Monthly equipment fees and other restrictions apply. Recording hours vary. 2,000 hours based on SD programming. Remote viewing requires internet connection and compatible mobile device.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire. This is our last break, buddy. It's okay.
Goodness, I'm sorry.
No, it was good music. It's okay. Okay, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. On Monday, we're going to have Shasta County citizens advocating respect. I don't know who they're going to bring in, but I tell you what, I could be fired up on Monday. But I love Susan Wilson. So she's so nice. It's hard to get angry. We're here with Cameron Middleton, who it's not hard to get angry with. But he's with House of Realty, who are, you know, the premier realtors in our whole area here. We've been talking about the cost of houses and everything, and I juxtaposed some numbers, and I was thinking, gosh, is everybody getting $500 a square foot? No, that was for houses. With land. They may have barns and they may have other stuff on it. And even then when you think about it, well, it's not really that crazy then. But the average house price in Redding, in the three, you know, 001, 2, and 3, is running around $250 a square foot. So think about that for a second. And the buying has gone down from the panic type buying so that people are starting to take deep breaths again, that there's enough houses out there that you can look and not have to feel like you've got to put in over the market.
Got some choices.
Right. What about new housing? You know, I mean, California obviously has a huge problem.
Huge.
With housing. And is that the same here with Redding, or are we trying to keep up with it or not?
I think the effort's there, but no, we're not keeping up. And I think that's a big difference between now and what happened last time in, you know, 06, 07, 08. Back then, everybody was building. There were new subdivisions everywhere. There were people building spec houses all over the place. In fact, far too many people were building houses and developing that had no idea what was involved in order to do that. We're not seeing that right now, and we haven't seen it. So we're in a bit of a phase here. Keep in mind, this market for us, I'm not talking Bay Area, LA, any others, but for us, didn't get hot until after COVID hit. It was after COVID hit, so we're talking about 2 years ago, that our market really took off. So when you get a market that takes off and people say, hey, okay, gosh, we've got a really hot market here, I want to start building some new homes. You had some that were already building some homes, you know, Palomar's subdivisions,
sure,
and say Salt Creek and Shastina Heights, Middleton Homes, my cousin Robbie up in Clover Creek Preserve area there, and the Clover Creek subdivision, some of these others, there was already some modest home building going on.
Yeah.
But because of COVID and the supply shock,
yeah,
and material costs being as high as they were, we haven't seen a construction boom per se. A lot of people doing home improvements to their existing homes.
Uh-huh.
There's been a fair amount of commercial construction, but we haven't had a massive amount of home building. I think the other problems, as we've discussed before, you know, water. So try to get new subdivisions online, some of these others. We're not seeing it.
Which brings us to that question is because of water. And then you've got this subdivision out in Bella Vista where they can't even put septic systems in the ground. They've got to put it above ground. And I mean, how can – and the county planning commission said, yeah, that's fine, start building, when there's not enough water for the people out there right now. How does that work?
Well, and here's the other part, too, is having an approval for a subdivision is one thing. Actually going and starting to build the homes and sell them is another. They're two entirely different things. And so I think
the board of supervisors still has to vote on this.
They do, and that's a very controversial one. But
it really is.
We just had a map that's been in effect for 16 years. It was approved 16 years ago that we approved at the Planning Commission an amendment to it.
Uh-huh.
So it's still an active map for 151 homes, smaller homes. I think we talked about it last time, 1,800 square feet. Doesn't mean they're going to start building them right away. And again, with the market changing, rates going up, everything else.
And we still have that supply side problems.
Right. So again, it's especially with the rates going up, is it going to be affordable, and where's it going to pencil to be able to build? And now you have to have sprinklers in every house. You have to have solar panels on every house. So there are other factors that have gone in, not to mention very high material prices on absolutely everything. We have not had the building boom like we had before. The last one was a multi-year housing rush, if you will, that we had, really starting back in 01, 02, and then went all the way and really started to collapse about 08. So you had several years there of a hot market where the construction cycles were able to really get going, and we had that. So as a result, we don't have that many new houses.
Yeah.
We just don't have them. So you're going to have, you may have more come on the market, they may stay on the market longer, et cetera, but we don't have a glut of homes, period,
for the number of people, for
the growth that we're having. So there, I think that's a factor. We don't have the underlying credit crisis that we had, but new construction still sells.
They're making it tough. What about Jamian's idea with his 3D technology? You think that's going to have an impact?
A little bit. It brings the cost down. It does, although it brings one cost down.
One cost. Yeah, and we can't forget that. That's your exterior walls and interior walls, but then everything inside.
And you need to be able to look at that. It's still one cost.
Yeah.
That somebody's being able to bring down. If you can get another one here and another one there, it might start to pencil again. But again, when you've got buyers out there, I think that are looking at their overall financial, individual, household picture, and they say, gosh, all right, the amount that I have to pay, and they just came out with a statistic last week about the number of how much more per month on average Americans are paying than they were a year ago for essential household items, including fuel, groceries, everything else, and it was $400-something.
Yeah.
So, okay, we're spending more per month on all the things we were spending on before, and on top of that, we're going to now have to spend more on our mortgage for the same house that we were looking at 6 months ago, several hundred more dollars.
Yeah.
Boy, could we take a $1,000 hit to our monthly budgets. People are looking at that, and so I think it'll be interesting to see on the new construction front how that's going to continue. There are some subdivision map applications going in to the city that I'm aware of. I mean, being on the Planning Commission, we are going to start to see some of those. But I think some of these subdivision maps, they may go through and actually get the subdivision approved. But I think there's going to be a number of builders out there that are going to say, hey, you know what, time out. We're going to wait and maybe build these a little bit later. Let's get everything prepped and ready, but we're not going to build right now.
Mm-hmm.
And without much new housing stock being created, we're still going to only have so many houses for so many people.
We see more people coming, even though the last census showed a few thousand. Do you think that's going to be increasing a lot? I mean, you're on the Planning Commission, and you guys are always looking at projections.
We're always trying to look at projections. I think it's the economic outlook right now is so uncertain.
Yeah.
Uncertainty does not spell well.
Yeah.
In general, I mean, again, what really drives economic success and overall economic growth is the more certainty you have, people can make more plans, they can make more investment, they can move forward. So I don't know. It really depends, I think, on the overall national economic picture. I think you have a number of, and also what I wonder is what's going to happen in some of these other areas. Areas that we talk about Idaho, we talked about Tennessee, even Reno. Places in Nevada that have grown so rapidly and had massive appreciation, not for just the last 2 years, but now for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen in those areas now that rates go up and inflation is up? We may be headed towards a recession. Are those areas going to continue to see that amount of growth? No, probably not. What's going to happen in those spots that boomed tremendously and may be in a bit of a bubble? Are you going to see people moving back? I know one gentleman, in fact, I was talking to our friend Ted last night about a friend of ours who moved to Idaho 2 years ago and is going to be moving back in about 2 months.
Why?
It's a combination of factors. Number one, it's flippant cold up there in the winters. But he's going to be moving back, and are some people going to start to say, hey, wait a minute here?
I don't know. You know, that, and I can understand that there could be those things, but even if you look at Reno, and so maybe you can time it in such ways their housing prices are dropping and all that, and you get a better choice, it's still going to be so much cheaper living in some states than it is here. You know, we're here. We're planted here, and we understand that. And so we look at our future and what we're going to do. And I think a lot of people do that. You reach a certain age, and you go, maybe want to downsize, or maybe I want to, go someplace. It's just knowing that we have that, the ability to do that. And it, so the Redding in the housing market is such that it's starting to stabilize so that, you're not paying $100,000 more than you should.
And if we get, if this tapers off and the Fed gets inflation under control and shortly we dip down to let's call it flat growth. I mean, a recession, technical definition of a recession, is two continuous quarters of negative growth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we get hit a mild recession or not much of one at all, and then we start to get back to normal, I think we're going to be in very good